and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 8th of December, 2007. It's the birthday of the travel writer Bill Bryson, born in Des Moines, 1952. His most recent book, his memoir, The Life and Times of the Thunderbolt Kid, in which he said, "Much as I resented having to grow up in Des Moines, it gave me a real appreciation for every place in the world that's not Des Moines." It's the birthday of James Thurber, born in Columbus, Ohio, 1894. He started sending pieces to the New Yorker magazine in 1926, the magazine barely a year old. They finally published one, a story about a man who sets the world record for laps inside a revolving door. And soon after that, the editor, Harold Ross, offered him a job as a sort of administrator. Thurber went to work. He worked 7 days a week for the first 2 months, editing copy, hated the job, so he started making mistakes on purpose, hoping to be fired. And when that didn't work, he started submitting his own pieces. One day, Ross came into the office and said he'd found out that Thurber had been writing for the magazine in secret. Ross said, "Well, if you're a writer, write. Maybe you've got something to say." So Thurber became a staff writer, shared an office with E.B. White. He was always doodling on pieces of paper, and E.B. White was the one who suggested Thurber's drawings be published in the magazine. His best-known stories, those included in My Life in Hard Times about growing up in Columbus, and, of course, his short story, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. It's the birthday of Mary Gordon, born in Far Rockaway, New York, 1940, whose hero when she was a girl was her father, a writer, who took her to the New York City Public Library every Saturday. He had a heart attack and died when she was 7. And she later said, "When my father died, it was like all lights went out." She went on to write several novels, and in each one there was usually a character based on her father. Finally, she decided to write a book about him, did some research, and discovered that he was not a Harvard graduate, as he had led her to think, but in fact had never passed 10th grade, that he was not a writer. In fact, he was a publisher of pornography magazines, and that though he'd gone to work in the city every day, in fact it was her mother who had supported the family. She wrote about her father in a book called The Shadow Man. It came out in 1996. Mary Gordon said she resented the lies her father told her, but she believes that if she hadn't believed his lies, she probably would never have become a writer. She said, "The myth of my father gave me courage." Here's a poem for today by Maria Mazziotti Gillen, "My Daughter at 14, Christmas Dance." Panic in your face, you write questions to ask him. When he arrives, you are serene, your fear unbetrayed. How unlike me you are. After the dance, I see your happiness. He holds your hand. Though you barely speak, your body pulses messages I can read all too well. He kisses you good night, his body moving toward yours and yours responding. I am frightened, guard my tongue, for fear my mother will pop out of my mouth. He is not shy. You giggle, a little girl again. But you tell me he kissed you on the dance floor. Once, I ask? No, a lot. We ride through rain shining 1 a.m. streets. I bite back words which long to be said, knowing I must not shatter your moment, fragile as a spun glass bird. You, the moment, poised on the edge of flight, and I on the ground, afraid. A poem by Maria Mazziotti Gillen, "My Daughter at 14, Christmas Dance," from Winterlight, published by Chantry Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.